Here at the Cattle Industry Convention, I am speaking with Dr. Jude Capper, who is Assistant Professor of Dairy Sciences at the Department of Animal Sciences at Washington State University. We're going to be talking a little bit about the footprint, if you will, of raising beef cattle, raising sustainable beef, and Dr. Capper has done quite a bit of research on that. And Jude, tell us a little bit about what you see as beef's really shrinking environmental footprint.
So there's a popular perception amongst consumers that the advances we've seen in productivity over the last 30 to 50 years have had a negative environmental impact. But the work we did actually showed that by improving productivity, by everybody in the cattle community better understanding how to feed and raise their cattle, we've actually cut the carbon footprint per pound of beef by 16% since 1977.
Well, and that's really impressive. Now, there's also a perception among the general public, I guess, that that grass-fed beef is better than our traditional feedlot beef. How do they compare environmentally?
So obviously everybody totally has their own choice and preference, but on average, a grain-fed system is going to be significantly more environmentally friendly than a grass-fed system. In a grass-fed system, the animals are harvested at lighter weights, and they take an average of about 606 days to get from birth to harvest versus about 420 or so days in the corn-fed system. So lighter animals that take more days means more total animal days, and that's more feed, more land, more water, and more energy, and so therefore greater carbon footprint overall for the grass-fed.
Isn't that interesting? Most people wouldn't even think that. And really, we hear a lot, too, about just in general that eating beef is bad for the environment. What do you say to that?
I think we've got to understand that everything we do has an impact, and particularly every food we eat, whether it's an apple, a cheeseburger or a Twinkie, and we can't just look at it on the basis of carbon. For example, in terms of land, if we use land to raise beef, we double the land area used for food in the States, and we can't grow artichokes on a hill in Montana. I mean, we just can't do that. So if we grow beef, that makes the best use of that land, and it tastes great, and it's an affordable source of protein for everybody.
How is this message getting out? What can we do to more let people know about really how environmentally friendly beef really is?
I think we simply have to talk more, and it's unfortunate that doing it on a one-to-one basis gets it across very easily, but there's only so many of us. If I had my druthers, we'd have some, you know, pop star or, you know, movie star going, beef is fabulous, we should all eat beef, and we don't have that at the moment, but that's kind of what we need, you know?
Go beef!
Yeah, I guess. There we go, we got our own pop star. All right, thanks so much, Jude. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Simply that the cattle industry do a fabulous job, and we've got to keep doing what we've done over the next 30 years and in the future.
Well, you just keep getting better then, right?
Absolutely that. Keep getting better.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Jude Capper, here at the Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.